Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Where are my shoppers at? I'm coming at you with a fire analogy today. Welcome to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a licensed clinician, online mental health coach, and I have anxiety and depression. I am here to bring you raw, real, relatable content to remind you we are never alone. And today's episode is no different. Are you ready? Let's do this. Have you ever gone to your favorite clothing store or even, you know, Target or your favorite shoe place like DSW or Nike, and you find something, this article of clothing or this shoe that you absolutely love, and when you go to grab it in your size, they don't have it. So you decide you'll grab a size up or a size down, maybe even try it on, and you know in that moment it's not ideal, right? Because it's not your size and it doesn't fit you perfectly, but you love it so much that you make the conscious choice that it's worth it, right? Even though it's not perfect, you'll make do. And so you get home with this new pair of shoes or, you know, a new top or pair of pants or whatever, and you love it. You're really excited about it, but it doesn't fit quite right. It's not exactly what you were looking for. You feel me? You ever been there? Well, this is essentially how I've started picturing the way some of y'all are trying to heal your mental health. You are out there shopping for a solution, something that is going to make you feel better, bring more happiness and peace to your anxious life. And while I love that, while I love that you are out there shopping, you're settling. You're not buying the thing that's in your size that is actually going to make a difference on your healing journey. So instead, you wander the aisles of Target and you purchase another cute journal, or you scroll through your social media and you find that friend who's selling essential oils and guarantees that it's going to reduce your anxiety, so you buy some of those. Or you see an ad for some CBD oil that's supposed to help you relax, so you buy some of that. It's like all of those things are like buying a pair of shoes in a size that doesn't fit you perfectly. We all know what's going to happen. That pair of shoes is going to get worn once. You're going to be so uncomfortable and miserable on the day that you wear them that the moment you get home, they get thrown in the back of the shoe closet, never to be found again. Until spring cleaning comes around next year and you're going through the shoe closet and you just finally decide to donate them, throw them out, be done with them, right? This is what happens. That first day you get a new journal and you're writing in it and you're like, this is going to be so good. I'm ready to heal. I'm motivated. But by day two, you're staring at a blank page with no direction, no sense of what you need to be journaling about in order to actually start healing. There's no guidance. You've bathed in essential oils for a week and you can't tell if it's actually helping or you're just trying to convince yourself that it is. But either way, you're still having panic attacks and you can't sleep at night. And you've been using that CBD oil under your tongue for a month now with absolutely no results. yeah, it maybe calms you in the moment, but what you were looking for was deeper healing, and it is not providing that. Stop wandering around Target looking for these quick fix solutions. The same way we kind of turn up our noses at detox teas and crash diets, right? The way we've evolved at how we look at our nutrition and the way we move our bodies and the way we've grown in that area is how I need you to grow in healing your mental health. If you want to lose weight, you understand that drinking a detox tea is not going to get you what you're looking for. We don't need to drink detox teas because our body is naturally detoxifying. That is what our organs do. So we don't need to buy into these quick fix results that people are promising us. It's like putting a Band-Aid over your bullet wound and being like, yeah, that should do it, when you really need a doctor to get in there, clean it out, and stitch it up. And so that's what I offer my clients, whether it be private practice or in coaching. I help you bridge the gap between trying to just figure it out on your own, wandering through Target, trying to find a top that fits you perfectly, that you feel comfortable in, that is flowy and fun and fits your personality, right? You're wandering around trying to find that. And then I'm over in the corner like, hey, I'm a personal shopper and I would love to help you find exactly what you're looking for. But you're like, nah, I got this on my own. Why do we do that? Right? Why are we doing that? And I think when I ponder that question, the only thing that comes to my mind is that we fear growth. We fear healing. Because as much as it sounds like a good idea, as much as it sounds like something we should want, right? It's scary. We know if we start healing, our life is going to require a higher, more in tune version of ourselves, more authentic, more honest, more vulnerable. And that's freaking scary. So it's easier to make it look like we're doing all the healing things. And to tell people, yeah, I journal and I read the best books. And oh my gosh, the Anxious Therapist podcast, she's amazing, which I love. Thank you all so much. But what about the next step? What about taking that time and energy and putting it into a focused journal prompt? You know, most of my programs come with some type of workbook. It's how I healed. And so it's my best teaching mechanism. Even in my programs, you know, one-on-one coaching or things like that, where it doesn't come with a, you know, pre-created workbook custom for you, I'm still constantly giving my clients reflection prompts and things to journal on or think about. And I do that because I know what parts of your brain we need to be rewiring, what stories and inner narratives are no longer serving you that we need to reframe. And my job is to help you identify those things. That is not something I expect you to be able to do on your own. Buying the blank, cute notebook from Target doesn't automatically plant those seeds in your brain that says journal about this, right? Write about this. So whether it be with me or in therapy or another coach, I highly encourage you to stop wandering around Target and finally take advantage of that personal shopper so that you don't go home with a pair of pants that don't actually fit you, or a pair of shoes that are just a little too small, or a top that you're never going to wear again. I'm going to encourage you to send me a message when you're done listening to this today. You can email me, you can reach out on Facebook, you can DM me on Instagram at The Anxious Therapist, whatever you prefer to do, but send me a message today. This is my challenge for you. And tell me, what are you doing to put an end to the wandering around Target and actually take focused healing action on your journey? I want to hear from you. I would love to have these conversations and cheer you on. More than anything, I want to know the faces behind the listeners. I want to connect with you guys, not so that I can say, oh my gosh, let's work together. If you know already if you want to work with me. So I don't need to convince you of anything. I'm not trying to get you all up in my DMs so that I can sell you something. That is not it. Don't get it twisted. I am a relationship person. I want to actually know who I'm speaking to when I record pods. And then I want to be able to cheer you on via social media or whatever that may look like. So reach out to me today and tell me exactly what you are doing to tackle your healing journey with focused energy. Okay? I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you in the next episode.